Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for January 16th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. First up is a new ad from FileMaker starring Cass from The Office. We reported on the project a few weeks ago when fans of The Office briefly thought a new spinoff series was in the works, but evidence suggested that Apple was behind the commercial. That proved true today when FileMaker, which is owned by Apple, released the new ad starring Kate Flannery, Leslie David Baker, and Paul Lieberstein, better known as Meredith, Stanley, and Toby from The Office. The mini-movie is an odd campaign for an Apple company, but a high-profile ad for FileMaker. In the clip, the three actors use the database software to run their Beat business using custom apps made with FileMaker and Apple hardware. Also in the app news is Facebook Messenger, which the company now admits has become bloated since being removed from the Facebook app and made into a standalone app. Facebook's VP of messaging products, David Marcus, acknowledged that the app has become too cluttered in the last 2 years and says the app will work this year to make Facebook Messenger massively simpler and more streamlined. As an iOS user, the same case could be made for Apple's own Messages app, with features like the iMessage App Store, screen effects, and digital touch creeping in over the last few years. Hopefully, the trend this year will be focusing on the core experience, which is messaging. For Apple's part, it announced a new feature last summer called Messages in the Cloud that was briefly available in beta but never shipped. Messages in the Cloud promises to keep iMessages and text messages in sync between devices, including removing messages on one device and seeing them removed on other devices. The feature will also offload attachments and older messages that take up local storage to iCloud, but there's been no update on when we might expect to see the feature launch. And in South Korea, Apple is set to open its 500th store on January 27th. The new location will also mark Apple's first retail location in the country and could be its first new store to open in 2018, unless Apple's nearly complete Austria store opens first. Also out of South Korea is a new rumor that Apple is working on a new iPhone design that would combine the Face ID sensor with the front-facing camera in future models. The change could potentially lead to an iPhone with a smaller notch, or sensor housing as Apple calls it, but the new design isn't expected until late next year at the soonest. This year, Apple is expected to introduce a new version of the iPhone X, a 6.1-inch LCD iPhone with Face ID, and a 6.5-inch OLED iPhone that will serve as a plus-sized version of the X. And finally, Matt Birchler has published an excellent watchOS 5 design concept that I really, really hope mirrors Apple's plans for the Apple Watch. Matt imagines developers being able to design watch faces with new layouts, Apple adding sleep tracking features, and an always-on display, and my favorite, podcast playback. The whole concept is very well done and includes several great-looking visuals. Fingers crossed that Apple and Matt have the same ideas as we await watchOS 5's debut at WWDC in June. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.